880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, like the guy says, this is Jim Freed, and welcome to Freed on Business. Juan is making a face. What happened, Juan?
Everything in here is really loud.
All right, well, tell Johnny to quiet down the typing. That's right, Juan is running the show from the tech booth. We got Johnny live streaming our Twitter and Facebook feeds. And later on today, we're going to have Mike D, the CEO of the Miami Dolphins, coming in to talk about public-private investment at Sun Life Stadium. We're also going to have our U-Health segment this week. We have Dr. Mauricio Cohn. He's going to be talking about continuing our heart month this month, this week. He's going to talk about the latest surgical treatments for patients with heart disease. And, of course, we're going to have our segment with Dr. Victor Franks. This week, he's going to discuss diagnostic face reading. I have no idea what that last sentence means, but we'll find out in about 40 minutes. I'm going to do my editorial at the end of the show. You're going to get my take on the sequestration. And make sure you're here next week. We're going to have our regular segment with Bruce Turkell. And we're also going to have Sean Flynn on of the Marlins. And we're going to talk about this upcoming season from a business perspective with the Marlins. Now, today, sequestration took a little bit of the steam out of the stock market. And it dipped down a little bit. I do want to say hello to Dimitri, Monica, Georgina, and Frank. All of them, I met them this week at the CCIM event in Wynwood. Very cool event, and it helped me figure out what's going on in Wynwood a little more. That's right, an old man like me can go to Wynwood and have fun, and an old man like you and an old lady like you can go too. And if you're stuck in traffic south of the 112, hang a right and check Wynwood out. You might find yourself surprised. I also been out to another meeting that I want to give a high five out to. Very, very hot situation. To Dale and Mark. I saw them at an apartment conference, Dale and Mark, this week for the RealShare Apartments. They said hi. They actually yelled across the room, "Hey, it's Freed on Business." Made me a little bit embarrassed. I went up to them. They said, "Hey, Jim, enjoy it. You're a radio personality. You want to know something? I got to get used to the fact that I'm a radio personality. I always think of myself as a consummate real estate business person, but I am, in fact, also a radio personality, if that's at least what Juan is telling me. I want to thank the Dolphins for teeing us up today with Mike D. We're going to have our sports talk with Mike coming up right after this. The thing that's different this week from what you'd hear about the Dolphins stadium approach, other than the sports talk segment, is that today we're going to give the business person's approach. We'll talk about the business impact of the Dolphins' request. We'll talk about the impact that the events that they have out at Sun Life Stadium have, and how I basically have been up in that top deck in the middle of August, basically passing out watching a preseason game. So I think that what they're doing is something we probably need. I think it's something that's good for the community. We give money to all kinds of businesses as a financial incentive, and the Dolphins have been here for quite some time and are a true fabric and backbone of our community. We'll also talk to Mike about his ride for the cancer cure and our support of that on the show as well. So in about 3 minutes, we'll be up with Mike D. He's going to be calling in just a couple minutes. So, Juan, why don't you take us out? And when we come back, we'll talk sports business with the CEO and president of the Dolphins, Mike D. Juan, take me out. All right, Dr. Victor Franks gives me the high sign and the high five. He's now in the house. Johnny's tweeting away. But the real professionals are the guys at Warren Henry. Just like the Miami Dolphins, Warren Henry's been a community fixture for over 3.5 generations. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always from our friends at Warren Henry.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Jim Freed. Mike D is on the line somewhere making a heavy deal there with the Miami Dolphins. He'll be calling in just a couple minutes. I want to remind everybody that you can see me out in the field. I'll be at the Opal Real Estate Conference on April 3rd and 4th. Their Real Estate Investor Summit's being held at the Intercontinental. There'll be over 300 decision makers, and I'll be there. The keynote speaker is Anthony Orso, CEO of Cantor Commercial. We do a lot of business with them. You should, too. I also want to remind everybody that tonight is Johnny's Dress for Success Etiquette Dinner. That's going to be at the Dade County Culinary Institute, so a high five to them. And I also want to talk, since we were talking about Wynwood, one of the hottest new networking facilities having is having a launch party this Saturday, March 22nd, from 2 to 9 p.m. 400 Northwest 22nd Street. It's sponsored by the Knight Foundation. So a shout out to the Knight Foundation. This is all about community and collaboration. Stop by and meet some startups and make it happen. And so that's going to be an awesome event, too. We're waiting for Mike D to give us a call. Johnny is
26th Street.
26th Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Johnny. While we continue to wait for Mike D to give a call, I think it's probably a good time for me to give my opinion on what's been going on here with sequestration. You know, they're playing chicken here with America's future and security, and I really don't like it. I am an American, and I hope that a lot of you out there are too. And if you are, then you're pretty angry about what's been going on here in Washington. And that's absolutely nothing. These people haven't met. They haven't talked. It's a complete travesty about what's going on there. Now, these people in our government, all the branches, the judiciary, the House and Congress, and the executive branch, all these people are charged with keeping America first and foremost safe and secure. And they are playing chicken with this. We're keeping warships in port. We're not funding certain security apparatus, including part of the TSA. I saw Attorney General Holder on TV yesterday talking about there'll be fewer CIA agents and FBI agents and prosecutors working. Come on, what is this? The president has a pen. He should use it. President Obama, we voted for you. We put you back in office. You want to be the great generator of change. Well, change what's going on in Washington and do it now, because America needs to be safe first and foremost. We all know that there's changes in Social Security coming. We know there's other entitlements coming with changes, but we all need to be first and foremost safe and secure. Go out there and stop filling potholes and instead use the money to pay for the on-the-beat officers we need keeping America safe. Use it for paying for our military facilities so that people like Juan Gill are safe out there. Juan.
That's right.
All right? And Johnny. Johnny needs to make sure that the internet is safe so that he can continue his unfettered Twitter access. So it's very important that the sequestration process be only used for real purposes, not for political purposes. And right now it's a game of political chicken that America just doesn't need. Let's face it, America is really on the road to recovery. And as America recovers, we don't need to have these artificial impediments put into our place. Every spring, it seems like there's something that comes up. The European debt crisis, the stock market meltdown, the political inaction last year in Washington. Now Washington, the European debt crisis, thank you. And now we have this problem, the problem of our own government's inactivity. We had this last year, it resulted in a downgrade of America's credit. What does that mean? Well, what it should mean and what it's historically meant is that our credit rating goes down and our cost to borrow goes up. Who cares? You care. Why? Because that means that the interest rate on your floating rate mortgage and credit card goes up for no reason other than your people that you elected to do your business aren't doing it. They're gathering a paycheck. For goodness sakes, they've got health insurance that's better than yours. Why can't they just get together and create an agreement so that we can just move forward as a country? I would much rather be reading on the front page of the Herald the debate about our sports teams and our sports facilities than the debate about the inaction going on in Washington. And I'm sure we'll be reading about the inaction going on in Tallahassee as soon as that starts up with those bozos. So please, government officials, get off your high horses and start talking to each other. We're going to be right back after this short break. We'll hope, Juan's giving me the roll here, huh? All right, we'll do that, Juan. I want to talk a little bit about what we learned at the CCIM in Wynwood. What we learned at the CCIM in Wynwood, where we met a lot of the really movers and shakers that are doing business in Wynwood, is that Wynwood is not just for the young hip set anymore. It's also for the old hip set. People like you and me, that's right. Everybody's going to Wynwood. The areas now are clean. They're safe. Every time I go in there, I see more and more tourists. In fact, last night or two nights ago when I went in there and I tried to cross the street to make the left-hand turn, I actually had to wait for five cars to drive by in each direction. It's becoming the place to be. I'm meeting later this week with some of the other people in Wynwood because I see it as a place for good real estate opportunities. There are many people that I know that are doing business on the periphery of Wynwood, along Biscayne Boulevard, across the front of Midtown, in Midtown itself. Business is happening. Art Wynwood just last week, Johnny's giving me the high five. He was there twice. That's right. Johnny was there twice because Johnny's office is in Wynwood. So if you don't think Wynwood is a place to be, you're mistaken. Wynwood is the hip, up-and-coming place for people to do business and real estate deals. And if you want to be in the know and in the groove, you might want to take a trip out to Wynwood. Okay, Juan has given me the high sign. It's time to go to break now. We'll be right back after this. We'll go look for Mike D. We'll talk to you on the flip side. Juan, take me out.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we were talking to the Dolphins. We're going to reschedule Mike D. He's out there cutting a big deal, but I do have some real good radio news for you. We got Johnny in here. Johnny, Social Media 305 Mahoney. Is Johnny's mic live, Juan?
I hope so. Great to be here, Jim. Thanks for the sub spot.
All right, no, Juan, you're too funny. I mean, Johnny's too funny. Johnny is going to be starting his own show here on WZAB in the next couple of weeks, and Johnny and I are going to do an extra half hour starting at 4:30 in a couple of weeks. We're going to be doing a social media half hour as a lead-in to Freed on Business, a full freestanding half-hour show profiling the social media thought movers here in South Florida. So if you're a social media thought leader, hit Johnny at Social Media 305 and get involved with our show. Johnny, what are some of the ideas you've got coming up?
Listen, one thing that I want to talk about is really get into advanced social media, what brands are out, what they're doing with social media. You know, I was with a major company last night, their marketing manager. One of the tools that they use in social media, you know, specifically with the Twitter platform, with the Facebook pages, they use it for customer service.
Well, of course they do. I can only tell that if somebody looks at my social media, at my Twitter stream, they'll see that I got some great service at Walgreens last week. Mm-hmm. I tweeted about it. Walgreens retweeted about it. They tweeted me back. They gave an award to the person that gave me the great service. And when I pulled up to the pharmacy at Walgreens 3 days later with nothing but a world-shattering, earth-shattering, huge, enormous problem and showed them what I did, boy, did I get great service.
You get
them.
Great service, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Now, it's more than social media is for more than just showing what you're eating for dinner, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to realize, James, I'm in the marketing game. And one thing that I've realized with social media above and beyond marketing, it's a communication tool, which means it's now a public relations tool. And let me say something before we go on, because I know there's a lot of traditional PR people out there and they are somewhat against that. But at the end of the day, it is a telephone, specifically with Twitter. I can find anybody I want, and I could talk to them anytime I want.
No, it's really great. And I noticed something about Twitter, and I'm pretty remiss on it. I've been so busy lately, I'm going to admit it right here, I haven't been able to read the Wall Street Journal on time for a week. I've been reading it at home on Saturdays all at once and just, I guess that you call it binging on the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, you should binge on the Barrons on a Saturday.
Yeah, I understand. Usually, though, I'm at 8:15 at the office on Saturday, just grinding away till about 2, and by then I'm so shot that all I can do is have you come over and show me a Twitter lesson or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've been really remiss, and I haven't been doing my Twitter, so what have I discovered? That my followers have stopped adding up. So I complained to Johnny, how come I'm not getting any followers? And it's because I'm not telephoning anybody.
Exactly. And look at what happened last week. You on the Freedom on Business show did the kind of quasi live remote from the Bergstrom Center real estate conference
with lots of social people.
All of the companies were on Twitter. You had Sam Chandon, you had Chandon's company, John Crossman's company, other companies that you work with, Related Group, Berger Singerman. They're all listening to the show and they're all on Twitter. So the real thing is, for you personally, you know, Freedom Business is tweeting the show. We're sending out valuable information. But when you get home and you're calm in a non-marketing mode, just being a totally normal person.
Hold it. You said I was a totally normal person just then.
Well, listen.
As much as possible.
I'm taking that into account that you're sitting in front of a big screen TV on a Lazy Boy.
Watching the Heat game?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Now you got me more down there.
Yeah.
Or if it's football season, football or Marlins, whatever.
Let's say there's a degree of normality happening.
Okay,
at that point.
I'm coming back to earth there. Yeah. Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, James, there's no reason you can't talk to the guys in Orlando about the Miami Heat and use Twitter to do it. And you know what happens? You increase your friendship and your bond with these real estate guys that you know, regardless of radio or Twitter or social media. But at the same time, you're also performing customer service. These guys say, now, wow, we did a radio show with the guy. We had a great time. We're somewhat superstars because we did the radio show. And then you know what? The guy backed it up and talked to us about basketball on the late night. And that right there is what makes you a real person.
Wait, you mean that like Bill Maher does after Bill Maher, we should be starting to do the after show?
I think that you, and specifically with the people that you're talking to on the radio that are social, should back it up. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on the show. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I think that I'm going to start doing that. I could probably have an extra 15 minutes that I devote to it as I come home and calm down, because Lord knows Miss Vivian, my beautiful wife, doesn't deserve me full on when I walk through the door.
Absolutely. She's going to be going through her packages of what she bought through the day, and it's a perfect opportunity for you. And listen, a lot of people look at social media as some type of chore. You have an iPhone. You have a smartphone. You have a tablet. It's just so simple.
It's not really a chore. What it really is, in my opinion, is it's sort of like fishing. And you go out there and you put out your tweets, and then something really magical happens when you get retweeted or friended or something like that. I got Grant Stern mentioned me. I need a vacation. You're no doubt about it. I need a vacation, big Grant Stern. Why? Am I sounding a little slow out there, Grant?
Let me tell you, I was thinking about getting in the car and going for a little weekend getaway myself.
He has me all pegged. I'm going to the Keys to, Charlie Tupino. I'm going to Charlie Tupino's bed and breakfast in the Keys in 2 weeks, Grant. You going to meet me down there, buddy? Anyway, we're gonna talk more social media here with Johnny as we continue on with the announcement and rollout of Johnny's own show on social media and the additional half-hour social media Thursday shows that we're going to have also. And now, are we going to have Juan running the ship there, Johnny? We cut that part of the deal, too?
Oh, my God. Juan is an integral part of the team.
Juan runs every ship,
I don't know if
Jim.
I would want to do it.
What
if
did
he's
you
not
say, Juan?
It
sort of that sounded a little, you
I
know.
Said Juan runs every ship, Jim. This is the only ship. I'm its only captain.
Oh, man. Juan, it's obvious that Juan is not taking his meds today. He's just brutally punching the buttons up back
Brace
there.
Brace yourself, gentlemen, and I hope you're wearing a life preserver because I'm running this ship.
Oh, well, I am wearing a life preserver. We do know you run this ship. I know I don't run anything in life. I mean, Miss Vivian runs my life, let's face it, except for the hour and now hour and a half that I'm here at WZAB each week. But, Johnny, now what are some of the things you were going to do? You're going to actually give some people some pointers. You'll put them up. You'll tweet them out. It'll become sort of like a handbook after a while.
I think so. You know, one, the opportunity that this presents is I can really kind of relearn my trade, and because I get wrapped up in business like everybody else. And just as you have no time to read the Wall Street Journal during the week, I'm not checking out what's going on with new technologies, with updates to the platform, because I have responsibilities to clients. And, you know, listen, at the end of the day, we need performance. That's how we eat. So anybody out there that talks to you, they always tell you on social media to be authentic and content is most important. Okay, fine. But let's say you're the regular guy. What does that mean? And I think that, you know, we need to get into that. Who are you being authentic to? Or, you know, are they local people? Or are they real people? You know, people buy followers out there and then they look for production off of these followers where they're fake. It's like putting in diesel into your gasoline engine. Yes, it's gas. Yes, you paid for it. But you know what? It doesn't fit the engine. And that's what I want to get into. And most importantly, one thing that I've realized is corporations, and Jim, I learned this through working with Freed On Business and having a relationship with you, and you really, you taught me this. Major corporations, real major corporations out there that don't need social media. They might be doing an $80 million building deal on the beach. The last thing they need is a Twitter account, but you know what? They want to be part of the community. They want to take advantage of this, and they have compliance reasons. They have regulations.
Yeah, but you mentioned these condos and all the other people on the beach. They do want to be on Twitter because, exactly. John, I got my Twitter stuff and LinkedIn. It goes all over the world. It's actually a fabulous way to do marketing, and it's something that I truly enjoy. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, you're at Social Media 305. Is this going to be only Twitter, or are you going to do G Plus and some of the other platforms
too? We're going to get into it all. And, you know, listen, full disclosure, I'm a Twitter guy. And once I started really using Twitter, I stopped using Facebook. Now, obviously, I use my personal Facebook and I have fun. But when it comes down to brand pages, and it's not where I see the production.
Okay, so you're going to help people learn to do things like bother me every 5 minutes with these Facebook updates like I get from my friend Jonathan Bletcher.
Well, Jonathan Bletcher is a different story. And listen, we don't want to talk about him on live on radio until we're talking really good about him.
We're talking good. JB's the best.
I will say this. I, as a business and as a person that lives in this now Web 4.0 world, if we could say that, Facebook is an intricate part. You know, Facebook is beautiful. And there are a lot of great engagement out there. So I definitely want to get into it. G+, Vine. There's going to be a lot of it, James.
All right. Well, that's great. We got Mike D. He's on the line. He's here with us live. We want to thank Mike for calling in. Juan, do we have Mike up?
Yes, sir. He's on.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, welcome to the show. We've got Mike D. He's the CEO of the Dolphins. Before that, he was a member of the two-time World Series champion Red Sox in their front office. And before that, he was with the Padres. And I got to assume while you were out there, Mike, you worked with the Padres on their stadium deal?
I did. What is now Petco Park, and tremendous asset for the community. Has really changed the landscape of downtown San Diego.
Well, we really appreciate you coming here on the show today, and I got to believe that there's a lot of hitting that goes out in Petco, and so you're bringing the hitting here to Sun Life Stadium. Now, you know, I drive by the stadium all the time. I go in there all the time. I have my favorite place to go to the restroom where nobody else goes. It's absolutely great with its own flat screen TV. So to me, it doesn't really look like it needs a major overhaul. What's going on here?
We have to track you down. You know where you're hanging out.
Yeah, I'm not telling anybody where that place is.
The stadium's 26 years old, it's a stadium that was well designed when it was constructed back in the mid 1980s. But you know, first of all, things have changed around the country. The creature comforts and what fans expect have changed, and stadiums that we compete against for Super Bowls and college championship games and international soccer and all the events that we like to bring here to Miami that have a lot of economic value and benefit to the community are now being really aggressively sought after by communities that have newer facilities. So part of it is upgrading to meet the demands and those creature comforts of the 21st century that exist elsewhere. But the other part is making sure that we preserve the 26-year-old facility that exists. New lighting, new seating, things that are more representative of a facility of this age need to be replaced if it's going to serve the community for another 30 years, which we hope it will.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I'm in the real estate business, and unless you address what we call deferred maintenance, the place falls into disrepair and you end up with the Orange Bowl. Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is about the economic impact. I know that from my apartment, I can see the 112 Expressway into Miami Beach, and during the BCS championship games and the Super Bowls and other enormous events you can't get from I-95 to Miami Beach. It's an absolute lock-solid traffic jam. So I got a little anecdotal evidence. Do you have any factual evidence?
We do. You know, the economic numbers from the BCS championship week are still under construction. The Orange Bowl committee has an independent firm doing that. They'll be available, I think, in several weeks. Coincidentally, I just left the meeting, and why I was late, I apologize, with the Greater Miami and the Beaches Hotel Association. Excuse me one second.
Sure.
I'm going to get away to a quieter place here.
Sure, no problem, Mike.
And some of the hoteliers that both on the beach and in the mainland were telling me that it was the best January, best week in January they've ever experienced here. You know, they had a rally for 50,000 Notre Dame fans, which was clearly the highlight of their week. The game certainly wasn't out here on Miami Beach. And, you know, I think when all is said and done, the last college championship game that's played here back in 2009, the economic impact of Florida, Oklahoma, I think was just over $200 million, and we expect the numbers for this one to be significantly more than that, perhaps as much as double.
Well, I was here. Well, it should be double because I was here for Florida and Oklahoma, and I didn't travel by and eat in restaurants or go to the hotels, but my buddies that came into town did. And I was in Phoenix for the Gator Championship there, and I saw what they have as state-of-the-art, and that was 7 years ago, and it was still night and day from Sun Life Stadium. Now, Mike, you know, there have been a lot of things out there that have been floated around comparing this stadium deal to other stadium deals. There's stadium deals here. There's stadium deals in Tampa. There's stadium deals everywhere. I don't want to point fingers at anybody, but what makes your approach different?
Well, first of all, our deal has yet to be consummated. We're working with the county right now to try to structure something that we believe both works for the county and that the voters will like when we take it to them in May. But I can tell you off the top, you know, off the bat, we are, you know, willing to commit significantly more to make this project move forward than anybody else has who has the investment, size of the investment that we already have. I mean, we've committed to pay the majority of the cost with private funding, and, you know, Steve Ross wants to see the project move forward. And you know, as we put the finishing details together with the county, I think it'll be incumbent upon us to make sure that we show a quantifiable economic return for any public participation that exists. And, you know, the bulk of the public participation, Jim, that we've identified as being paid by tourists. You know, this is tourism paying for the growth of tourism, a bed tax. So it's not an increased tax or a new tax on Miami-Dade County residents.
Well, but Mike, we're going to have to break in just a second, but I know it's the taxes on people that aren't even from around here, but even more than that, it seems to me like, you know, lots of businesses get tax breaks that I never use. And there's lots of public facilities and lots of public-private facilities that go on all the time. I mean, we've got toll roads that are public-private facilities. We're going to have airports that are public-private facilities. It's the wave of the future. So the fact that the public and the private sector are partnering to make sports continue on in a positive way here in South Florida is something important to me. It's part of the tradition of being in South Florida is these national and international sporting events.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. And it's not just the Dolphins, the Hurricanes, and the Orange Bowl, but it's the events that come here additively on a regular basis. And, you know, we have to continue to keep those events coming here. And in order to do that, we need to have a facility that keeps us a viable competitor in that hunt.
Well, I 100% agree. And as a consumer of more sporting events than the dance events, I 100% am behind you. And, you know, hopefully you'll have good success in your referendum. We hope we'll get you back on the show. We'll talk more sports business after you get this done. We'll talk about the upcoming stuff you got going on with the Dolphins. This has been great. We really want to thank you for coming on, but I do have to go to a break.
Anytime, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. That Bye-bye. Was Mike D. And we'll be back with our UHealth segment with new treatments and cardio problems back after this. Take us out, Juan. All right, this is more Freed on Business. We just had the Dolphins Miami fixture for 50 years. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, go to my favorite Miami fixture in the auto business. That's my friends at Warren Henry. You want to make sure you get every advantage that you can when you're shopping for your car. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good evening. Your expressway is out of Broward and Miami-Dade. Checking in accident-free, but we do have delays. 95 northbound between State Road 84 and Commercial Boulevard. Also dealing with delays out of Miami-Dade on the Palmetto Expressway northbound between Coral Way and Flagler. And a deadly accident on your side streets, 157th Avenue at Southwest 182nd Street. We do have a rollover crash. 157th Avenue is shut down. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Boy, that traffic report sounded really horrendous. So don't have a heart attack. But if you are having a heart attack, stick with us because we've got Dr. Mauricio Coney, the Associate Professor of Medicine, Director of the Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory at the University of Miami Hospital. We call them the U-Health facility over here. Dr. Cone will discuss with us the latest surgical treatments for patients with heart disease. Dr. Cone, welcome to the show and thank you for waiting.
Thank you so much, Jim. Happy to be with you.
Now, tell me, it's been Heart Month. We've had women's heart, men's heart, stroke prevention with the former chairman of the American Heart Association, Dr. Sacco. Help me out with what is the catheterization, because I just don't understand what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, it's easy. So what we do sometimes when it's indicated and patients are experiencing some problems with the heart, we just need to go in and take a look at how the vessels look.
Okay.
And we do that by snaking a catheter through the groin or the wrist.
Woo! I'd rather have mine through the wrist.
We can make we put a small needle in the groin, and then we advance the catheter all the way through the aorta, and then we are able to cannulate the coronary arteries. And the coronary arteries, I mean, you have probably heard that term before, right?
Yeah.
So the coronaries are the vessels that supply the heart muscle. Now, when you have a blockage, when you have a very acute blockage in one of the coronaries, that's when people have a heart attack, and that hurts in the center of the chest. So many times what we need to do is just go in, get close to the heart, and then give a little bit of dye into the coronary arteries so you're able to pinpoint where the blockages are.
Now, doctor, let me ask you this, because I've heard about the procedure. I've had friends that have had the procedure, and I've always thought that it would be scary and kind of feel funky. I'm sure that you numb the little area where you enter, but the thing snaking through the body, doesn't somebody feel that?
No, actually, no.
You're kidding.
The only thing that patients feel is when you go through the skin, because that's where the nerve endings are.
Right.
That's where it hurts. So what we do, we just give we give conscious sedation. So we just give medicine, sedatives to knock them down a little bit.
Right.
They're awake. They're talking to us where we're doing the case, where we're doing the procedure. And when we numb up with just local anesthetic in the wrist or the groin, and then once we find the artery, we put a small tube in, and that stabilizes, and there's no more pain for the patient.
Now let me ask you this, doctor. How many times a day does somebody look up to you and go, doctor, you're as real as a heart attack? I got to tell you, that would be the first thing that I would say if you're doing this and I'm awake. Come on, it has to happen all the time.
Well,
that was just a joke.
You are awake, and I mean, it's incredible, but this is the beauty of minimal invasive procedures. And now let me tell you, there's a difference between going from the groin and going from the wrist.
Why?
Because most doctors up to now have been doing these procedures through the groin, and that's a big vessel. And then patients need to lay flat afterwards. You have to pull the little tube from the groin, and then patients need to lay flat because if they get up, they can bleed. Oh. Now, doctors are doing it from the wrist. So there's a small artery, the pulse artery where you check the pulse. Well, we can actually cannulate that small artery and go all the way to the heart, and then the patient get up from the bed, and then they can go home. They can walk out of the lab literally.
That is great.
And not only after catheterization. Sometimes we feel that we need to treat the vessel. So we go in with a small wire. We put a small balloon. Then we put a stent. So the stent is it's a metal mesh that props the artery open.
Right.
And then allows for full blood flow to the area that was jeopardized by that blockage.
Wow. So this is something that's been going on for a while, but there are now improvements to make it even less discomforting and more easy to get out and go, back home the next day, the same day? It can't be the same day.
Yeah, patients can go the same day, actually. So for a cardiac cath, you go 2 hours. If you don't have any other medical reasons for staying in the hospital, you just leave the hospital within 2 hours.
Wow.
Classically, what we have been doing after we put a stent, because that's a more involved procedure. You have to go in the vessel. You have to give blood thinners, and you got to put a stent there. So we keep the patients in the hospital for 3-4 up to 6 hours, and then we send them home. And that's a new thing, because we were not afraid that the patient will bleed to death from the access site.
Now, what's coming up next? Because this is really great. I remember when there were just heart attacks and you died. Then there was open heart surgery.
Yeah.
Then there was heart transplants. And now there's this thing where they just go in through your artery, basically with Roto-Rooter, clean you out and roll you out, and you're good again.
Well, you know, good again, that's a little bit of an optimistic term.
Well, I'm an optimist. I'm sorry. but what do people expect out of this?
That there's no easy fix.
Right.
The blockages in the heart are the result of a chronic condition called atherosclerosis. That means hardening of the blood vessels. So as we age, and then as we eat junk food, as we don't exercise, we grow a big belly, then the arteries get stiff, they get hard, and then plaque starts developing until the arteries get clogged. So the doing a stent or just doing angioplasty, just propping a vessel open, is one way to treat it, but it doesn't mean by any ways that the patient is back and the patient is perfectly healthy again.
Well,
as I said before, it's a chronic condition and needs chronic therapy. So you need to take the aspirin, you need to take medicines to treat the cholesterol, medicines to treat the diabetes, medicines to treat the high blood pressure.
Well, Dr. Cohn, we've got to go to break, but I'd like it if you could tell folks how they could find out more about UHealth, its cardiac program. It's a real focus out at UHealth. I know Dr. Goldschmidt himself is a world-class cardiologist. How do they get a hold of you?
So they can get a hold of you by calling my office number, 305-243-5050. They can also go online and check the website UHealth and look me up there. I mean, I'm easy to Google. So if you go by Mauricio Cohen, you can find out about me and what I do and the type of procedures we do. But we work as a group here, and we have a phenomenal group of very talented people, and we do phenomenal procedures, and we have been able to help lots of people, and we're very proud of that.
Dr. Mauricio Cohn, director of the Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory at the University of Miami Hospital. I've had friends that have been patients of your groups, and I can only say that they're thrilled that they were there. Thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to having more guests from UHealth like you on our show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
My pleasure. Dr. Mauricio Cohn from UHealth will be right back after this short break with Dr. Victor Franks and some kind of crazy facial thing. Back after this. All right, Juan is saying, get ready, Jim, and I don't even have my glasses on, but we're going to give it a shot. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service that they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like that dude says on the tape, this is Jim Freed. We've got Juan running the show and making sure he's the captain of our ship.
Always.
We got Johnny doing the social media gig. Johnny, how you doing there?
I'm very good. I'm having a lot of fun. Thanks.
All right.
Johnny, this phone doesn't stop beeping with the alerts. Your Twitter feed is blowing up, man.
That's my community reaching back to us.
It's amazing, Jim. Yep. You got a lot of traction here, buddy.
Well, that's thanks to Johnny and Social Media 305. And if people want traction like that in their life, they got to talk to Johnny. Now, we got our time, and I don't want to eat into too much Victor Franks time. Dr. Victor Franks is here today, and Dr. Victor Franks is going to talk about discuss today diagnostic face reading. Can you read this face? It says, what are you talking about?
I can look at you, Jim, and tell you a host of maladies with your body, but we won't tell the general
public.
Can
you see what my face is saying now?
I can see that your liver is in trouble.
I'm not sure it takes a PhD there, to diagnose your face, Jim.
The one thing, Jim, our body is smarter than we are, and there's many systems that have signposts. There's a lot of ways to read the body and see what's going on without having to cut you open or get you on a fancy million-dollar machine. Things such as fingernail analysis. You know, for instance, if you look at the moons on your fingers, not your thumb, but your fingers, and if you don't have a good moon showing, it means you don't have enough oxygenation in your body.
I got no moons. Well, I don't even have a half moon.
No. What do you mean?
Right at the top of your cuticle.
The cuticle.
You need to have some push down your cuticle. There's things like tongue diagnosis where I see these kids on American Idol or crooning away, and they open their mouth and they're singing, and I look at their tongue and it's like, God, they're so full of toxins. Their tongues are coated. Things like that. Iridology is another
one. So that's why I got that nasty white goo on my tongue when I have a cold?
Well, yeah, and when you wake up in the morning, that's why you have morning breath. It's your body getting rid of toxins. And it shows up on your tongue, so it's a good way to see your toxin overload in your body. We've spoke about foot reflexology many times, about the accuracy of foot reflexology.
Oh, I bruised the area between my foot and my right big toe. What does that imply for me for the rest of my body?
It's probably your lungs are going to collapse, but we won't.
You need more walking.
And iridology is another one. The colored part of your eye, you can look in there with a little tiny pen light and you can see everything, what's going on in your body.
What it's type amazing. Of underwear am I wearing, Victor?
Not on inside the body.
Oh,
not
I'm
outside
sorry.
The
I'm
body.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
But the most obvious of all, Jim, is face reading, diagnostic face reading.
What does that mean, Vic?
It's because you can look at anybody, look at the lines on their face. The lines on their face is like a map to their inner condition.
Like the Peter Frampton lines on my
You're showing your age on that.
That's
one.
Okay. I don't care. Everybody knows I'm 110.
But Peter Frampton talked into his guitar. So,
wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. So the problem is once you become adept at reading people's faces, you're never quite the same. Because when you meet people in a social situation, I go, oh, God, should I tell them about their kidneys? No, you better than my wife.
Probably not.
Wife says,
at least
no,
not until the second don't. Drink, and only then if you're
right.
with Johnny.
Mm-hmm. But a really good example, I just watched the Academy Awards on Sunday. This
Don't talk about the little girl.
This producer who won the Academy Award, who talked and George Clooney didn't talk. This guy had such dark circles and puffiness under his eyes. I said, this guy's going to fall over from kidney failure any day
it's
now.
Kidneys is the puffiness and the circle under the eyes?
Yeah. You see the
oh,
bags,
I got somebody you're going to see later on today that has that.
And darkness, that's all kidneys.
Oh, and that God. All Every leads time. Back to nutrition.
Well, yeah. Well, it leads back to the lack of nutrition more than anything.
Good point.
And a toxic buildup. And you think about the kidneys or the liver, which is incidentally these vertical lines between your eyebrows, which
Victor,
most people
I got.
Have.
I read
I
your face. I'm reading your face, Victor. You know what you need?
I'm doing it.
You need Botox.
No, well, that's a funny thing is Botox will mask, but Botox will mask small intestines. Because those horizontal lines in your forehead, that's all small intestine.
Well, you got a blockage.
Yeah, I admit it. You know, I'm doing a kidney. I'm doing a
You're
liver
doing,
cleanse right now.
Victor,
as a matter of fact,
too much information.
I know. Well, but the thing that's what I'm saying.
I've got the bottle at home for later, though.
You know that you know these things, and you can never look at people quite the same again because
we won't tell them what I'm cleansing.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's really good information to know. You look in the mirror, and it's not just looking in the mirror. You're going, man, I got things I need to work on here. And
I need to work on my whole face, Victor.
Yeah,
Victor,
there's a lot.
I think Johnny got a question for
you. I have
you.
A question.
Good.
Regarding the cleanses and the juicing and the fasting, is there one best way to cleanse and fast?
That's a weighted question, but first of all, with fasting, that's an age-old way of giving the body a break, stopping the whole digestive process so the body can release toxins, but when you're constantly digesting and you're eating all the time, you're always playing catch up. You're always trying to. So it's an issue, but most people, let's face it, they're not going to fast. And so I don't suggest that for most people because their lifestyle and business, it makes you woozy. It makes you irritable, even more irritable in Jim's case.
Wait a minute now. Just because I'm going to tell you in 30 seconds, you got 30 seconds left.
You got an extra minute for that comment.
But so,
I'll give him an extra finger he can read.
What I like to use is herbs and herbal teas, but mostly herbs are my favorite, and concentrated food supplements, which those two are my favorite.
Come to my house.
Methods.
Can you put a blog together so we could put it on Jim's site and everybody can go read whether it's herbal teas or gallons of apple juice?
Yeah, a really good example is the much maligned herb dandelion.
Oh my God!
Probably the best thing you can take for your liver.
Well, we're going to talk about all the good things and stuff like that. If you want more info from Victor, you go to Ask Dr. Franks. If you want to call him, what's the number, Vic?
305-975-8748.
And he has a Twitter account, which is so dusty.
Yes, it is.
Embarrassing.
I have to dust it off.
It's what? Ask Dr. Franks?
No, Dr. Victor Franks.
At Dr. Victor Franks with the C.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to make sure I thank our sponsors. But before I do that, I want to thank Mike D from the Miami Dolphins for joining us. I want to thank all the people that said hi to me out there in the field today. Thank Johnny and Juan and Victor for coming on the show and doing well. And thank you for U Health for the doctor talking to me. He's as real as a heart attack. Thanks to Rob Denton at True North Financial, the NFL alumni. I said it before, I'll say it again. The Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Berger Singerman, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. What a list. U Health, and thank you, of course, to our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and make sure that you like our show and tell your friends, join our community. That's what Johnny's talking about. Look for us at 4:30, starting real soon with the social media stuff. Look for Johnny's full-hour social media show. Look for Victor's blog on our website. Look for Mike Alcantara. He's going to be coming here and working with both our shows. Mm-hmm. Look for me if you want to connect direct with me. It's at Jim Fried. The show is at Fried on Business. Facebook. Fried on Business Facebook.
Simple.
LinkedIn. I'm there. YouTube. We get lots of hits on YouTube. Website. Lots of hits each week. Juan, do I got to take it out? Juan says, take it out. Okay, if you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness. Lots of good stuff there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. Next Thursday at 5, we're going to have Sean Flynn of the Miami Marlins talking baseball. All right. Get your mitt out. Oil it up. We're going to be ready. Remember, the person that finds, that wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen just like me.
Get on pull, mask off, old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.